Ontario Liberal Party leader Bonnie Crombie was back in Simcoe County on Thursday, this time to discuss the lack of family physicians in communities across the province. Local Dr. Rose Zacharias, who is also the Liberal candidate for the Barrie Springwater Oro-Medonte riding, was on hand to introduce Crombie during her campaign stop in Emmvale this morning, and to show her support for Crombie's campaign promise to ensure all Ontarians have a family doctor in the next 4 years. Emmvale has been without a family doctor since 2022, Zacharias said. That is in spite of all of the efforts they have put forward since their family doctor passed away years ago. Despite the advocacy and doing everything this town possibly could, today, they still don't have a family doctor. Approximately 55,000 people in the region do not currently have a family doctor, added Zacharias, which ultimately results in higher emergency wait times, and puts unnecessary pressure on hospitals and walk-in clinics in the region. I am here to tell you you're not alone, said Crombie. There are over 200 communities across Ontario that also don't have a family doctor. The statistics are astounding. We know that doctors are retiring and so that number will increase, and what happens as a result puts pressure and a burden on our ERs and walk-in clinics. This was the second time the Liberal leader has been in the region in recent weeks, having kicked off her campaign for the upcoming provincial election in Barrie on January 29. Ontarians have a choice when they head to the polls on February 27, said Crombie. You can vote for a Liberal government, and I pledge to you today you will have a family doctor in the next 4 years, she said. That will, of course, eliminate hallway medicine, and reduce wait times in our hospitals. Or you can vote for Doug Ford and the Conservative government and have a fantasy tunnel under the 401. You can end hallway healthcare or you can have a mega spa at Ontario Place, Crombie added. Ford's plan is to put more money into that foreign-owned spa than it is to put into healthcare, added Crombie, a move which she called shameful. But things can be different, said Crombie. You can vote for change and you can vote for a Liberal government. You will have a family doctor. We will end hallway healthcare. We will cut your taxes and we will take the HST off home heating and hydro and we will build homes that are affordable, she said prior leaving for her next stop in North Bay. When asked what she'd say to voters who may be cynical about the Liberals' ability to do what the Conservatives promised, and failed, to do in ending hallway health care during their most recent tenure, Crombie told the crowd she's not only a different kind of leader, she's also a different kind of politician than Ford. I have a long career in business. I manage the city of Mississauga. I was fiscally responsible, socially progressive and have not broken promises, she said. Ford and his government have had 7 years to keep his promise of fixing hallway health care and he's not fulfilled that promise, Crombie added. This is my one commitment to people, that I will work tirelessly to ensure that you have a family doctor, she said. Crombie also said a Liberal government would build affordable housing, lower taxes and make Ontarians' lives more affordable overall.